Loser.
You suck. Yes. Oh yeah.
Feel the noise. It's time for Ken, Mark, and John to come out of the tunnel and once again form the Sports Authorities right here on the new CKIW Radio 76.
Well, here we are yet once again, live in your living room, wherever we may be with you right now. John Sarver here, along with the Sports Authorities here on the new CKWI Radio 76.
Fresh out of the tunnel, and it's going to be the tunnel of love tonight.
We are. We're
spreading the love tonight.
Don't you worry, man. We are so jacked on cocaine. Wait till you hear what we got to say. That goes along with our high standards that we have here. If you're brand new with the coming to the show, glad to have you with us. Where have you been? So here's what goes on. The sports authorities here, the CK, are not bought and paid for by any sport team, any sport entity whatsoever. So we can all tell them to go to hell if we so desire to do so. Part two, we do not have the FCC here on the fine net waves, so we do follow the DMC rules, which are very lax, and we'll just tell them go kiss our ass. So in case the language gets a little bit salty, well, pull up a cracker and some beer, because we got a lot to talk about today. So, let's see, high standards, DMCA.
No commercials.
No commercials, that's right. Not bought and paid for, baby.
Here at the Karl Marx Studios.
That's right.
Yeah. Mark, I don't know if people are aware, but you know, Mark cuts lawns, and he's cut over a billion blades of grass for his clients over the years.
That's right.
It's a billion reasons to call Mark.
That's right. No crabgrass when you got Mark. Well, why don't we do this right now?
The first family of grass.
There you go.
But we don't do commercials.
No.
That's right.
That's right. Nor do we do anything for the super CPA, Ken Pocket, for Ken Pocket Associates. All 400 CPAs ready to get your phone call. If you call in at whatever the magic number is, whatever money you want back from your tax, you just dial Kenny and he'll get it to you. You might have to talk to Gino and Rocco to finish out the money thing, but low interest loans.
Operators are standing by.
That's right. So are the authorities, but that's okay. Anyway, since we want to make sure that we say hello, of course, to the super CPA, the Kenton Pocket here. Hi, Kenny, how you doing?
Wonderful, John. How's everyone out there in computer land.
That's true. Well, worldwide land.
That's right.
And going left to right on your radio dial, the guy who's not standing around in the end zone looking for somebody from Alabama to throw him a pass, number 361 in your programs, number one in your hearts, the sports director here at the new CKWI Radio 76, Mark Milicek. Hi, Mark.
Hi, John. Hi, Kenny. I hope you people are ready.
This is going to be a hell of a show. I can only, I'm telling you, we've been wadding up. You know, it's kind of like when you go on a trip and you don't, like, really have marital relations with anybody. So when you get home, you're about ready to burst. Well, that's us today, kiddies. Wait till you see all the fun that we're going to have with everybody. So here's how this normally goes, is that Mark writes up a whole big book of topics for us to do. And we'll like call off a couple of numbers, and that's our code to you to say what story we're on. So, Mark, kick us off, my man.
Well.
Okay, good. About the Lions.
The who?
No.
Oh, yeah, I was sending a text the other day, and I typed Lions in my cell phone to send a text. Autocorrect turned it into losers. I said, yeah, that's appropriate.
Yeah.
Do you really want to start out with the Lions?
No. Let's have the appetizer, the salad, and the soup before we get to the main course.
Okay, all right.
Try that.
Well, then we'll start out with the University of Michigan.
Michigan.
Yeah.
Are we done with them already?
Well, we're with the team we are, but with Jabril Peppers.
Pepper Poppers. Okay.
Yeah, he decided that he's going to leave school and go for the NFL.
Ah, he's leaving school. He doesn't need to learn anymore.
No.
He's learned
enough. Yeah, I guess he's smart enough to go to the NFL and not continue his education.
True that. Well, I'm sure there's some team out there that's looking at him going, yeah, we could draft him. Look how good he is.
You know, the funny thing is Kuiper has him going top 10.
Really?
And we cannot figure out where in God's green earth you would put J-Pep, you know, J-Pep in any of this stuff. Because what is he? He's basically a luxury pick.
He's good at several things, but he isn't really good at
anything. But what are you going to, at best, he can be a safety.
Yeah.
He can't be everything else. You know, not in the NFL. They're going, well, he's a new hybrid. That's the new player nowadays. They've got to be new hybrid guys.
Like Vince Young was, huh? Okay.
Yeah, worked well, didn't it? You know? I mean, the hybrid thing is overrated. And really, what are you going to do if you're going to sign this guy to top 10 money? You know, well, now that you have the rookie contracts and stuff like that. But what are you going to do? You know, I mean, you're not going to get the guy killed catching punts. You know, receiving, you're not going to have him, you know, going over the front. You're not going to have him as a wide receiver. So, you know, he's kind of has the size for a safety. He's fast enough, you know, but that's a one-dimensional safety. So why in God's green, if you're drafting top 10, you need somebody now, not a luxury pick, now. And I don't know anybody who gets a safety in the top 5, top 10.
No.
Nobody. No. You know, so what the hell? I mean, I'm hoping. I mean, it sounds like the guy's going to fall. I mean, allegedly not out of the first round, you know, which would be amazing to me if he did, because really, are you sold on him?
Not at all. Not for the NFL. Nope.
No.
No, the thing about it is for Michigan, he played linebacker.
He played everything.
Well, yeah, but the thing about it is if he's going to be going for a safety, you have to learn how to cover wide receivers, you have to learn how to cover tight ends, you have to learn how to cover whoever. And he doesn't know how to do that. I mean, at a consistent level.
But and that's why, you know, on an early pick, you can't take a flyer on a guy like that. You really can't.
No, nor could you say, okay, what defense does he fit into, you know?
Because he's not big enough to be a linebacker. He's probably not fast enough to be a cornerback because right. And plus, cornerbacks cover people all the time. A safety, you get him out of the covering part for the most part, but you still have to cover sometimes.
Right.
So he might be able to play safety, but you still have a lot of learning back there.
Here's the big deal.
No.
That's what it is. He's going to go, hey, should I go first round?
No.
How about second?
No.
How about top 5?
No.
Top 10?
No.
Top 20?
No.
You know? After that, that's what you're going to get. And no matter what you got as agents who are blowing air up your... I mean, they're blowing it up like it's a colonoscopy for this guy. I mean, really, you're not going to go anywhere near top 10 money, you know? But again, with the rookie contract, what are you going to do? But still, when he comes back in that second contract, ching...
Yeah, well, he's in one of those positions that he's in between a lot of positions.
Yeah, and that's why nobody can nail him down. What are you, and what are you good at? You know, you're decent. I mean, better than decent. I mean, you went number five in the Heisman, you know, this year. But what is your strength? What is your why would we not draft somebody of need, you know, for you who can – it was a Swiss Army knife, you know. But I don't know anybody who regularly carries around a Swiss Army knife, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless somebody thinks they can make him a running back.
No, in the NFL.
I don't know. No. I don't get torn up.
Yikes, you know. I mean, for the running backs that we've seen for the Detroit Lions, you know, the running backs we've seen for the Cleveland Browns, you know, yikes. You know, even Chicago to that point, if we can stay in the Midwest. I mean, the Midwest pound them out, you know, NFC North, who is like run, you know. I mean, NFC North is basically Michigan football 1968, you know.
Yeah.
It's that same unimaginative, you know. I mean, you've never heard of the Midwest offense, you know, or the Chicago 2 offense, defense, you know. I mean, it's always run, you know, it's almost a Detroit floor plan, you know. First down, pass. Second down, run. Third down, pass because you need 9 yards. Fourth down, kick. You know, there you go. It's so unimaginative. But it's black and blue, Smash Mouth, and whatever little things that they can call it to cover the version that's boring. You know?
Right. He called it Smash Mouth because you want to smash him in the mouth after you watch a couple of...
After you know how much you paid for it, and you go, son of a bitch, how much did I pay for these tickets?
Yeah.
You know, I'm smashing somebody, and that's why there's so many fights at the Silverdome. You know, people were just mad. How much did I pay for this ticket? Ooh, and what am I seeing out on the field? Ooh, ow, ee, ooch. That's why they filled so many for there for WrestleMania 3, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They filled it out because people were just mad. What the hell? But that's okay. Next year, Barry's going to be better. We'll go to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
But okay, that's coming up soon.
Okay.
Whatever.
All right.
Oops. That was a jackhammer, by the way.
All right.
Did I show you that one? Ooh. There you go. Like that?
Wow.
Wow. And to the point.
That's
ready?
Pretty noisy.
There you go. All right. Oh, you know what? We haven't even taken a look. Let's take a peek. Where do we feel like going? That's number one.
I hear Steve Van Gundy's coming by later.
And here he comes walking. That is the Van Gundy walk.
Yeah, we got to start early for him.
Yeah.
That's what he looks like when he walks.
If we don't start now, he'll never make the show.
Don't start now. All we have to do is put like a big donut in front of us.
Oh, then he'll speed up.
Those little stubby legs of his. There he goes. He goes running. You know, I feel sorry for his wallet in his back pocket because it's going to look like a postage stamp in that fat ass. Boom, 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 boom.
No matter how fast he goes, it's still hard for him to get up those steps.
And then he falls.
No, I don't. Thanks for that visual.
There you go.
Then he has to start at the beginning again.
There he goes. He's doing a walker.
So we'll hang on to that one. When he finally gets here toward the end of the show.
There's your Van Gundy for you. Good Lord. All right. Let's see. What's number three? Do we up? Wait a minute. Do I see that something with the Lions? Well,
yes.
We'll pass on that son of a gun. Yeah. All right. Number four. You guys want to do predictions of the NFL this week?
Sure.
Yeah.
What do I do with my – oh, doggone it. Left my water over there. Yeah?
Okay.
And?
Go get your water.
I'm going.
We'll –
Now, just to set the tone here. When I make a prediction, my predictions are very good predictions. Now, if the team that I call to win doesn't win, that doesn't mean the prediction wasn't good. It means they failed.
Thank you, Mr. Trump.
So,
tweet them, won't you?
It's like when I fill out my bracket for the NCAAs. You know, all those damn teams I picked, they didn't come through. You know, it was their fault, not mine.
Right.
You didn't put the money in the right place,
they,
man.
They just didn't listen.
Yeah. Right. Put the money in the right place, everybody be happy.
So. Okay, all right, here we go. Seattle and Atlanta. In Atlanta. And Seattle technically is, as of right now, a 4.5-point underdog.
Atlanta will kill them.
You're going to kill them. Seattle's going to be exposed. this now by facing an actual good team.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you mean to tell me the Lions wasn't a good team?
We're not going there yet.
Okay.
All right. Not yet. We're holding you, listener, hostage until the end. And don't fast forward either, because you'll miss a bunch of talk about sex in the next about 5 minutes. So stay tuned.
And not lion sex either.
No. All right. Houston at New England.
Yeah.
There's a pick 'em.
And Houston is a 15-point underdog.
Yeah. Houston, oh, my God. It's like...
Next.
Another team doesn't belong
I'll give a... Boom, I'll blow them up. All right.
Pittsburgh at Kansas City. Pittsburgh is a 1-point underdog.
I'm going to go with Pittsburgh.
Nice pick 'em, yeah.
Yeah.
And then Green Bay at Dallas, that's an easy one. Good God, Dallas and hello.
Yeah.
You know? So, at the end of all this, we're going to have Atlanta, New England, Kansas City, and Dallas. So that means what, Dallas plays Kansas City?
No, Dallas plays Atlanta. Yeah. New England will play Kansas City.
Or Pittsburgh.
Or Pittsburgh.
Well, I mean, okay. I'm trying to see what game I would sit down with these four and watch. Maybe Pitt KC.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's pretty even at Kansas City. That's not bad.
Yeah. And they're according to the weather, they could have a major ice storm that day
in Kansas City.
Yep.
Well, Pittsburgh would feel right at home.
Yeah.
Well, the cool thing is that there isn't any. There's no game here that wouldn't be decided by the second quarter. None.
Yeah.
You know. If Green Bay is on fumes, you know. I mean, they're a good team and stuff like that, but not up against Dallas. It's well-rested and ready to rock, you know. And depending on Jordy Nelson, first of all, what parents call you Jordy, you know. But he's got, a cracked rib now or something?
He has at least two.
Yeah. He ain't playing. No. He ain't playing. So that's done. That's easy.
And you have Mr. Roethlisberger left the stadium with a walking boot.
Yeah, but I never count that guy out, ever. Yeah, yeah. You know? He always resurfaces, man.
You know, it just... See, here we go. The game was out of hand, and the coach left him in too long.
I give you...
There aren't very many smart coaches in the NFL.
What I'm saying.
They just aren't.
I give you Oakland. I give you the Raiders. Of being some of the dumbest people ever, you know, why in God's green earth do you pick a Michigan State quarterback and think you're going to ride this guy? You know, holy God.
That was their only choice because I think the second stringer couldn't go, even though they thought that he might be able to go.
Why did you draft him? I think that, let's go back to that part, you know, and they drafted him fairly high, didn't they?
Yeah, I think he fell quite a bit.
Yeah, fourth, fifth, sixth round, something
that's
like that.
It's extremely high for him. God. I mean, what did he show you? Showed you nothing, and he showed you nothing in this game either. I mean, it wasn't even close. It wasn't even like he was trying to make it close. He has no talent. No MSU quarterback has talent. None. It's the rest of your team that makes you and your coach that makes you. I mean, I'm trying to think of what, and don't give me the stuff out of Washington either, you know, because that's a roller coaster ride every week, you know. That's excitement.
Well, the thing about it is too is I think Jack Del Rio, the coach, is probably kicking himself in the ass for not taking Carr out earlier.
Yeah,
because I think that pretty much once he got hurt, the party was pretty much over.
Yeah, that was the end.
You know, no matter who you had after that.
You want to take a look at...
And, you know, I just want to break in here, though.
Sure.
Say, you know,
hot knowledge.
When Carr went down and the Raiders were faced with the fact, we really don't have any other options. Kind of like what happened with the Lions with Stafford's finger. His finger gets cracked and...
Agreed.
You have no other options. You don't have a running game. I mean, what are you going to do?
Well, you got Oshinsky. You know, that there's... That they, how many years has Stafford been on Detroit?
About
five, six,
7 years, I think.
Seven, yeah.
And they have never drafted a quarterback to go to be a solid number two?
Yep.
Or somebody to come up after him? Because really, are you going to pay Stafford $25 million next year? You're going to have to if you want to keep him.
Yeah.
And if you do, cap time? What do you do now? You know? Do you trade him now for a couple of picks? Because you're going to get some serious picks, you know, because there is a team that would be salivating to get this guy. I mean, it'd be poetic justice to send this guy to Buffalo.
Cleveland. You know. Cleveland.
Cleveland.
You know what? It's not inconceivable to trade him to Cleveland and get Cleveland's number one.
Because you're going to get a good pick.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Not only that, Cleveland has shown that they're
going to... They'll do anything,
They'll jump off a bridge for a quarterback.
Let's talk. Yeah, really. And but this time they'd actually be getting the mediocre goods, you know, as opposed to the weirdest ass picks of all time. You know, I mean, you would have Cleveland would be falling all over themselves. But boy, you would have to redo that whole team, you know, because really it's a lateral move, you know, for him. But think of the picks you could get. I mean, could you get like the number one and 31st? Could you get number 1-1 and number 1-2? Second round? Easily. Easily.
And see, the thing about it is, if you get Cleveland's first round and second round, instead of letting Cleveland fuck up the picks, let the Lions get them and fuck them up.
That's true. Yeah, think about it from Stafford's standpoint. You retire and you say, well, my experience in the NFL was that I played for the Detroit Lions and the Cleveland Browns.
No higher.
Oh, can't get any worse than that.
When you go into the Hall of Fame, which hat do you wear?
I wouldn't wear a hat.
Shave my head.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. No, a paper bag.
Yeah. Yeah, but he was a savior for both cities. Wait a minute. You know? But, I mean, you have as many apologetic. Well, I think Cleveland, the fans would hold your ass a lot closer to the fire than Detroit customers, because we don't call them fans anymore. Thanks, Mitch. Great idea. You know? There's no way that. But that's coming up later. When we talk about the Lions. All right, what else have we got here? What's number five all about, Alfie?
Number five. Oh.
Did I see Brad Penny?
Oh, yeah.
Oops, how did that escape us?
All right.
Yeah, the Seattle Mariners general manager, Jerry DePoto. made a couple of trades. Jared Dyson.
Didn't he make a vacuum cleaner?
Yeah, Dyson made a vacuum cleaner too. I don't know if this
which
guy actually
made it.
Which
means he sucks. There you go.
Yeah, Why isn't he here then?
Yeah, really. Because we can't pay him $50 million.
Oh, there you go. But anyways, he picked up Dyson from Kansas City for Nate Carnes, and then DePoto ended up shipping Seth Smith to Milwaukee,
Baltimore.
That's right. For Gallardo.
Who the hell had a 5.29 ERA?
And the reason why I brought this up is Gallardo is a 30-year-old pitcher with a 5.29 earned run average and a 1.58 whip and makes $11 million a year. So, gee.
He's their version of Anibal Sanchez.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So if
he should be here.
Well, let's bring him in.
It's too bad that Scott Boras isn't his agent. He'd be here.
We'll bring him in.
So, Mr. Avila, I mean, if Mr. DePoto can trade a piece of garbage pitcher and get something back, why can't you do it? And get rid of $11 million in salary on top of it.
Well, you kind of know the reason why, don't you? Let's... Here he comes.
Yeah, I'm here now.
Yay! Kind of interesting. Al Avila came out and said today,
what?
Well, ownership did not tell me we got to cut payroll.
He came out? I knew he was gay.
Well, he sucks.
Well, there you go. That man made $11 million with a 5.29. Let's give him 15. Woo! Whatever he wants, you sign him. Where's Double D now? Where'd he go? Oh, wait a minute. He's not with us anymore.
All right. Just think of that. Think of that. He comes out and says, well, ownership didn't tell me we got to cut payroll.
Bullshit. You were talking to everybody in November about trimming payroll, getting younger. I mean, it's the Trump era. Say one thing, say another thing, say, no, I never said it. Even though you have it on videotape saying it.
Are you the second coming Randy Smith or what? I mean...
Oh, he's already surpassed that already.
Oh, no, 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 no. He hasn't surpassed Randy Smith. He's still working on it.
He signs his son for how much he surpassed him.
Yeah, so anyways, Jared Dyson was a 50th round draft pick. So what did the Tigers do? They inked another guy that was a 50th round draft choice.
I show you, didn't I?
And signed to do a minor league year contract. Efren Navarro would be playing first base for the Toledo Mudhens next year.
Don't fool yourself. He's going to be playing first base for the Tigers.
There you go.
Yeah, how about you see why? Give him anything. How old is he?
Does it make a difference how old he is?
Nope, give him a million. give him $5 million for every year he's old.
Yeah, so if he's 30?
Make it 10. Make it 30 million. Whatever he wants. I don't care. I'm nuts anyways. Where's those Red Wings? Anybody see my slippers? They look like little ducks.
Do I still have my wig on?
Flip it back. It's in the dryer. Yeah, a coffee stain on it.
We won't ask him how he got that coffee stain on his. Okay.
Them damn Red Wings.
But
okay. Well, all right. So. All right. So there you go. So here we are. All right. Well, if everything else here looks pretty delicious, you know, I know that you want to get to number 10. That's pretty easy, but we can do that real quick because we have a little bit of time here before we get to the you-know-whos. Bam, 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 bam. The
okay.
Only Detroit Red Wing All-Star this year is going to be Franz Nielsen. Okay, great. And then
What a pick.
Nobody from the Maple Leafs.
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah.
Boo!
Austin Matthews.
Boo!
And does he deserve to go? No.
Boo!
Yes, he does.
Does Franz? Yes.
No.
There you go.
Franz Nielsen only has 22 points.
So it's not all about the score. It's how nice he is to America.
What the hell does that got to do with anything?
Well, that's what an all-star is. Who cares how much you score? It's how nice you are in your community.
Oh, wait. I forgot. See how nice he is to the other team. See, he's a minus 12. See, he's been real nice to the other
team.
So
he's very charitable, isn't he? You want somebody who's charitable.
I forgot.
You don't want to be.
It was the Christmas season. He was giving gifts.
You don't want to be a hog like this other guy. That's flash true. In the pan.
Well, you know what? You know? All I can say is this. There is no limit on how many players you can put in the All-Star game from a team.
Right.
If there are teams that have more than one player going to the All-Star team. Aren't there? Yeah,
yes.
There's a number of teams that have more than one guy going.
But
you're required to take one.
Right.
And it says a lot about your team if you are only sending one player to the All-Star game. That's what we're talking about with these two teams here.
Yeah, but there's a huge difference, though.
Of course there's a huge difference.
Well, I mean, the thing being with the Wings is with their second half-season push, they don't want anybody hurt. So this is where the sandbagging has come in all year long so far. So now, since they're not winning, nobody's picking them, they can have an instant 3 days off to rest up, and here comes that push. The Leafs, they just are that sucky.
Boo!
Where they actually don't figure this thing out 3D, and that's why you only get one person. Detroit's resting their team and getting everybody back. Brilliant, brilliant move.
Yep. Yeah, I know. Yeah, they got to rest Erickson and, you know.
Here comes the second half push. Here it comes.
They're resting Jimmy Howard, too.
See, they had to get, they were wandering around like in fifth place and stuff, and evidently they didn't read the chart correctly. They need to start in dead last for this huge push upward. See? I mean, you don't really get all crazy about playing the last place team, right? So now, while everyone's going to play them easy, bink, here comes the second half turn on. We will see you in the playoffs, boys.
Kind of like what happened with the happened with their football team, right? We started 1-3 to lull everyone into
submission. And where did they go? Into the playoffs.
Into
brilliant,
and
brilliant, brilliant
out,
strategy.
Into and out of in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
Brilliant
into
strategy.
Into the playoffs for about 3 hours.
All right, we'll see. We'll see who's going to be kissing the cup at the end of the year.
Won't be the Red Wings.
And it won't be the Maple Leafs.
Well, probably not.
Definitely won't be the Maple Leafs.
But I know it won't be the Red Wings either.
Says who? Me. I mean, they're following the script. It's going right. You know, we should go back to some of these earlier podcasts so we can see when we said we knew that they were going to tank it to the bottom, and then here comes your big push. You know? It's just their following plan. Hell, everybody can see it except for...
Boo!
So, anyways.
Okay.
Let's see. We don't really care about number 9. Let's see, number 8. Yeah, did you see the shit about number 8? That is phenomenal. It's great. I was reading about that, and it's like, nah, I don't have to call anybody. I can just walk away. Brilliant.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess players nowadays, they can just not show up to a game and not call anybody. And
the whole big thing was Derrick Rose was a really big player for the Chicago Bulls. And then he got traded or whatever to New York. And the New York Knicks are a total mess. They're the Lions. Or they're the Cleveland, really, Browns of the NBA.
The Cleveland Lions.
The Cleveland Lions, yeah, of the NBA. I mean, they're just, with Carmelo in there and everybody, they're just a mess.
They're terrible.
And so all of a sudden, the guy, Rose, takes off. The team has a game. No one knows where he's at. He's not picking up his phone. And he finds out that he's allegedly in Chicago with his mother on a private thing. And so instead of, and so they said, so what went on? He goes, well, stuff happens. Things happen. That's it. And time for the shoot around. And so if you would go AWOL from your work and you didn't show up and it was critical, you know, and you just told the guy, well, stuff happens. They go, oh, come on back. Let's make you senior vice president, shall we? And that's exactly what, you know, what the Knicks did. They just gave him a little slap on the wrist, and it's like, whatever, because the guy's that good. He wasn't, nobody, like, held his feet to the fire for it. Nothing. The guy's been a cancer everywhere we went. You know, I mean, he's been an NBA all-star and all that, blah, blah, blah. And he, guy does have talent, but he's a damn head case. Get him off your team and send him to Detroit.
Stan will take care of him.
Stan will bring him in.
Stan will break his spirit.
Stan, look at what good job Stan is doing now.
God awful. You got anything about the Pistons in this thing?
No.
Good. There's really no reason to do so.
No, because...
You know? I mean, they're not following the plan that Ken Holland has so uniquely laid out for the Wings. You know, if you're going to tank... I mean, these guys are genuinely tanking.
They're bad.
Yeah. I mean, for
they're messed up.
They're regressing. Regressing hugely, huge. You know, and it's shocking because you have such a young team. I mean, if you're taking Cleveland to almost the breaking point in the playoffs last year, you know, and all of a sudden you can't find a win. The crap thing is, and again, you can go back to some of our podcasts earlier that we just said that they've tuned out. Yes. You can see they tuned out Van Gundy by far. Nobody cares. What are you going to do? You know, Van Gundy comes in as this tough guy, you know. Oh, I'm not only the coach, but I'm the GM, and, you know, ticket out of town, my way, the highway, whatever. He hasn't made a damn move. What has he really done in his tenure here of this genius basketball person, you know, that everybody, ooh, I mean, I should say that Ghost thinks he's a genius. I mean, how long was he unemployed because he's not that good, you know? And all of a sudden, he I can't figure out why we can't win. Boy, that's all on me. You know, if you said that, you know, 15, 20 years ago, and you go, you know what, all these losses are on me, all right, that's your invitation to go away.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? I mean, with all these people go, I accept responsibility for that loss. Well, here's the responsibility for the loss. Bye now.
Yes.
You know, as opposed to some kind of like little lip service. Well,
the
guy said
so. The other thing is, it's inexplicable. No, you're the guy in charge. Mm-hmm. It can't be inexplicable. If you don't know why it isn't working, then you need to go, and we'll bring somebody in who can figure it out.
Yeah.
I mean, same thing again with Caldwell. I mean, Caldwell comes up. Well, it was some things happened were inexplicable.
Which means what?
Which means you have no answer.
That's true. I mean, but you're the head coach, dude, of the NFL team. You're head coach. And none of this bullshit, well, he took, you know, Baltimore to the Super Bowl. Yeah, with whose team, you know? I mean, you could do a Larry Brown all you want all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, but, I mean, that wasn't his team he put together, and he's supposed to be this quarterback genius or something. Where? What have you seen? What have you seen him do with any quarterback in Detroit? You know, if you're a genius, you make, you know, your guy that would start with the letter O, an all-star. That's you're a genius. If you're a genius coach, you are in Scotty Bowman's house, you know?
Yes.
Other than that, I have never. Have you ever seen a genius coach?
Yeah, there's been several. Not here, though. Not here. I mean, Bowman, obviously. Scott, Sparky
sure.
Anderson.
Sparky Anderson, agreed. Yeah, good
but
one.
We haven't had. I mean, the Lions obviously don't attract genius coaches. They attract the guys who are looking for their last job.
Or their first. Well, yeah, or, I guess I'm gonna say.
Yeah, I mean, and you look at the retreads we've ran through here. Well, why can't you get a Bill Parcells? Why can't you get a Belichick? Why can't you get a Jimmy Johnson? They won't come here.
What was the guy from Pittsburgh?
Carr?
Yeah, that everybody was trying to get. And he wouldn't budge, man. And nope. They thought for sure he'd come here.
Yeah.
You know, here's some money. But then the Fords never offered him the money.
No.
Fords never went and made a move for the guy.
Well, the Fords would never accept a coach that isn't just going to kiss their ass and do what they tell them to do.
True that.
That's the problem. If you got a guy that comes in here and he wants to run the team his way, they aren't interested.
I'm trying to think, when Cowher left, what was that, the Marinelli years? Because I'm trying to think, in that time, I'm pretty well sure it was. You know?
Around that time, yeah.
That or Mariucci?
Oh, God.
That was a big name he brought in, huh?
Yeah, really. So, I mean, you had your choice of really giving the dog, you know, giving Cowher what he needed, what he wanted. I mean, this guy had the pedigree, had the brain, he knew, had knowledge, took everybody to the Super Bowl, you know, or you get Mariucci.
Yeah.
Wow. What a jump.
Yeah.
You know, and then Marinelli, you know, I mean, Marinelli, you just, they all look like they're lost, you know, like, all right, I'll learn on the job kind of people, you know, just take this and see where it lands. Okay, you got two guys on the sidelines for Dallas now that used to be Detroit, you know, so it can be done.
But they're not head coaches in Dallas.
True that, but they can still, I mean, but they're doing great guns with, you know, their offense, their defense.
Sure, sure. And in the limited roles that they have, which are important, but they're not head coach. They stick to what they do best. And it's a whole different story when you're a head coach and you're responsible for everything. And what we're seeing, and we see this a lot in the NFL, guys are promoted to head coach, they can't handle it. And when Jim Schwartz came here, Schwartz is a genius in terms of defense, but he's terrible head coach. So now he's back being a defensive coordinator, he's doing well.
Well, then you got the greatest show on turf, you know. It's amazing that we even had him as a coach.
Yeah.
You know, we were trying to explain this the other day. How many coaches are on an NFL team? Head coach, offensive, defensive coordinator, quarterback coach, special teams coach, wide receiver coach.
Line coaches.
Old coach, DL coach.
Special teams.
You mentioned that.
Oh, okay.
Running backs. Did we say running backs coach?
No.
Okay. Running backs coach. I mean, really, every little section. How many running backs you have? Three? And you have your own coach?
Yeah.
You know, O-line has how many? And you have your own coach? Kickers, they have their own coach. You know, how many, you know, somewhere along the line there, that's pretty bloated coaching. Kind of, I mean, if you're that specific, you know, then there should be, it's pretty easy to find out where the components have to go in and go out.
Right.
You know, if you got a really bad running back coach, that guy goes. If you're a head coach, he goes, we're not progressing here whatsoever. And all you have to do is worry about three guys, sometimes two, you know. What the hell? You're gone. But these guys never see it. In Detroit, they never, ever swap out their coaches. Never. You know, I can't, unless their job's on the line. Right. Then they'll throw something out to the Lions. They'll
throw them under the bus.
Yeah, quickly. Yeah. And it's like, oh, there you go. We got it now. We got rid of that rotter. Yeah. You know, when it's really actually you. Yeah. Because this is your guy, you know.
Well, I'll tell you, after watching the game in Seattle the other night.
Here we go.
You know, you hear all the apologists. Oh, you know, the referees cost him the game. All right. Why did they lose?
Shut up!
Let's make a list here. Well, first of all, they have no running game.
No.
Number two, Stafford didn't perform. He
didn't perform.
Tons of drop passes, stupid penalties, couldn't stop the run, and there were some bad calls against him.
But the calls are, all right, we'll throw away every single bad call that was given to you. The last touchdown was a legitimate touchdown, so it would be 7-6.
The whole list, though, you look at the whole list. How many different factors went into this loss? This team didn't show up. The coaches didn't prepare the team for this game. They didn't have their heads in the game. They did stupid stuff. They didn't execute. And you're going to tell me it was the referees?
Well, a lot of people are saying, well, look, it was only 10-6 going into the third or in the fourth. You're still losing.
Look at time of possession. Your defense got crushed out there in the field. They couldn't get off the field, and your offense couldn't stay on the field. Not only did you not get into Seattle's red zone at all, you only crossed midfield three times the whole game. You did not move the ball, and you couldn't stop Seattle from moving the ball.
The offense didn't...
You're done!
The offense didn't protect the defense and keep the ball long enough to keep the defense off the field.
And on top of that, you committed these stupid penalties.
Right.
And you know, you had a guy that committed not one, he committed two of these penalties, cost him 15 yards each. And you know what I heard on the radio from the other sports station? They said, well, that's because, you know, he left them out there because they were short on depth at wide receiver. No. I'd stick the water boy out there. You play wide receiver, and you, idiot, get your ass on the bench. You're not getting back out there again.
It's inexplicable.
Yeah, but it's not inexcusable.
True. Okay. Inexplicable.
It is not unacceptable. Because why? Because you accept it. And you know what, Lions fans? For all you suckers out there that are making excuses for this team, you're accepting this bullshit, too. You got what you deserved.
Absolutely. If you're a Lion fan whatsoever, I don't care who you are.
You don't have high standards.
You don't.
Like us.
You don't have our high standards, yes.
By this time, whatever you want to call the 60-year curse or whatever, we're done with the Bobby Lane curse or whatever it was. If you're a Lion fan, a true Lion fan, then you have shit for brains, period. And that's all. That's the bottom line. There is really nothing. You can't argue against it.
Well, I'll tell you, you want to talk about Lions' curse? The Lions' curse was what was coming out of my mouth after I watched that game on Saturday. Lots of curses.
There is, I mean, you see all the...
It was embarrassing.
All the apologetic folks, well, I mean, they start, you can tell it's a Lion asshole fan because they start every word with well, every sentence with well, they could. No, man, look at, what are you doing? Seriously, do you have such low self-esteem that you would be going after a team that kicks you in the face for over a half a century? Over a half a century. You know what you are? I mean, you're 0 for franchise for winning playoff games.
Their best player is Owen because they're 0-16. They're 0 for 60 years. They're 0-11 on the road in the playoffs. They're 0-0-0.
See, what I don't understand is people go, well, you know, it's been 58 years. No, it's not 58 years. You lost in 1957.
Yeah.
You know, 57, it's 17 right now. Do the math. It's 60 years, friends. You know, unless you want to go to the technicality. Well, they really haven't started. No, years are years. You know, you're not going to the Super Bowl this year, buddy boys. There's your 60 years. And if you keep filling Ford Field, keep going, man. Hey, why don't you give me some money? You know, why don't you just, like, spread it around? If you're going, well, we're going for football. Now, here's the new one. We're going for football. We're going for, you know, to see football. That's we're not necessarily the Lions, but we're going to see football. then you're a ship for brains too there, because you're not seeing football worth a damn.
Go to your local high school if you just want to see football. They'll let you in for $5.
Mark and I were watching the game, and we're looking at it, and we're taking a look, and we're seeing that Warren Mott has won more championships and playoff games in the little tidy years that it's been around than the Lions ever have in a professional situation.
Yes.
I mean, weren't they putting up, like, the little graphics and stuff saying the Lions are the longest losers ever now?
Absolutely.
Yep.
You know?
Yes, absolutely. They are.
They've lost how many playoff games in a row now? 8?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and they passed Kansas
9,
City.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's kind of...
And 11 in a row on the road.
Yeah, and what are you guys going to come back with next year, guy? This was it. I mean, this really... First of all, you idiots backed in.
Yep.
You know, you didn't win it outright. Well, we won more than Washington did. Yeah, true too. Yeah, depending which way you look at it. But guess what? You know what? There was other teams with better records than you that sat home. You know,
yes.
You got in on so many technicalities. You didn't win. You lost your last 4.
But the Lions fans are cheap dates. You know, it's like, you know, well, at least they made the playoffs. Well, yeah, okay, so when you take a girl out, you buy her a stick of gum and say, let's have sex now? I mean, no dinner, here's some gum.
Wait a minute, is that wrong? Oh, anyways.
2 sticks of gum.
It's not wrong, it's just ineffective.
Okay. It shows low standards. However, it's exactly what you're seeing as Lions fans as, you know, how much does it cost? We should call it Patty. You know, how much does it cost for a single game ticket? You know, even in the bleeds.
Well, you got to not only buy the ticket, you got to park.
True. Yeah, because parking's so good downtown there.
You add it all up, and you know, you want to go buy a beer and a hot dog?
No, you don't.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you can't sneak it in either. You know, it's not like old Corbin's Field where you could. However, you know, you have a team that does not care. Remember back in the day when some of the big deal apologized, especially when the media would say, well, you know, Mr. Ford's really a great guy, but he just doesn't know how to win. Which means what? You're a dick.
Yeah.
You know, if you've had this team for a half a century and you don't know how to win, you still have a cack, you know, Hall of Fame cack. And, you know, the funny thing, Mark and I still saw, they still wear the WFC on the WCF.
They should wear the cack signal.
It's like, look, or the big loser signal, you know.
Loser.
Right on there. I mean, it's the same thing. How do you guys get up for this team? How do you look forward to next season? I mean, if you're true football fans, you're not seeing football.
Well, you know, they're building for the future. The future looks good. You know, Quinn, he knows how to draft.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they're holding on to. Well, he's got a great draft class. Everybody made it this year. What happens is that the Lion fans, or Lions slappies, you know, they'll compare not against the NFL, but against the other Lion teams.
Yeah, here's a news flash. It isn't unheard of for a fourth-round player, fourth-round draft pick, to stay with the team and not get cut in training camp.
Brady got where? He wasn't where. Yeah.
Fifth round.
Yeah. And look how long this guy. So, yeah, they do have, you know, well, Abdullah went down early and you know, Reddick went down early. And okay. So, and what? You know? I mean, tell me that Green Bay is all healthy.
Well, you know, and you know, Levy, you know, he was injured, and then he came back and, well, didn't have anything left.
What happened to...
Didn't have anything left.
I mean, he's got a big-ass contract.
Yeah.
Huge. I mean, he really is stinking, too. You know, he was really good, signed a huge contract, and now coasts, you know. I mean, plays when he wants to, show up when he wants to, but he's a shell of himself.
Yeah.
You know, and nobody's talking about it. Very
one of the biggest problems you had on Saturday was linebacker play, and he was out there.
Yeah, it was not consistent what you saw. Yeah, and he kept getting beat and stuff.
They couldn't tackle worth shit on Saturday. He was one of the problems.
I can't believe that still that he introduces himself as Big Play Slay. What big play? Big play for what? Big play with his crank. That's all he's playing with. I haven't seen him. Him and Whitehead. Change your name. It just reminds me of a pimple all the time. You know, I don't want to squish it. There, done. All over the mirror. You know, what are you doing there, fire? You know, fire. I mean, I'm not seeing anything. It's been notorious for at least a decade. You want to get some quick yards against the Detroit Lions, throw it in the secondary. Because they got nobody.
Yep.
You know, because you know, 50% chance you're going to get pass interference. You know, and the other 50%, you know, you're going to beat them. The only way you miss is if you miss your receiver. If you don't hit your target, if you know, because you don't even have to do checkdowns. Look how long Aaron Rodgers was in the pocket. Nine seconds. Nine seconds in the pocket. No rush, no push, no nothing. You know, and this guy that they got from Baltimore was supposed to be the second coming of Sue. Oh, you know.
Yeah, Nagata.
Yeah. And yeah, it was like
one of your 15-round penalties, 15-yard penalties right there.
Yeah, he's supposed to be a leader of the team. It's like, leader how? You know, he's
well, slow. He led him. Look where he led him to.
Yeah. I mean, really, who do they have? I mean, I'm looking at Tomlinson and going, what the hell? How did they miss so badly there?
Yeah.
He's not even talked about. He's not even like, well, he progresses here. Or not. I mean, no. You don't even see his name when they talk about the O-line? Nowhere.
Well, what they talk about is, well, this guy's injured, and this guy's injured, and this guy's injured, so Tomlinson's playing. Oh, shit.
Well, the wild thing is also that they sat back, and you, we were thinking about this today at work, you know, courtesy of our fourth sports authority there, Mr. Jurek, is like, it's true, too. What's the best team in Detroit right now? The Lions. Isn't that sad? The Lions are, because if you go, well, they at least played for a playoff spot. The Wings, nowhere near. Baseball, nowhere near. Basketball, nowhere near. So who does that give you? Oh, God! When Detroit sports have fallen that low.
I'm going to disagree on that one. I'm going to say it's the Tigers. And the reason is the Tigers were several games above 500, and they didn't make the playoffs because baseball doesn't allow...
Losers.
Okay, you have to be a little bit better. I mean, in terms of your standing in the league, 86 wins doesn't cut it. 9-7 in the NFL? Hey, door's open. Come on in.
Well, that's the nature of how it's set up. But I mean,
exactly.
Yeah, but you can still win a Super Bowl championship with less than 20 games. Does that mean that it's less of a feat than making the World Series?
Well, what it really means is that when you take the Lions in the NFL and you take the Tigers in the American League, neither one's close to a championship. But just in terms of who's a better team in their league, I think the Tigers are a little bit better than the Lions.
They can't see that. Okay. This is this thing about radio that all it is a microphone. They can't see that facial gesture.
Wow. Well, I mean, I can understand Kenny's point. But I think it's the way it's set up.
Okay.
You know, the way the baseball is set up compared to the way the football is.
So, in other words, if you were to expand the NFL playoffs and you were allowed teams in that are 6-10, a 6-10 football team would be better than an above 500 baseball team that did make the playoffs.
If you base it on who went to the playoffs.
But my point is that's totally irrelevant. And that's been my point all along. Lions, don't tell me that you squeak into the playoffs and you get a road game in Seattle. I don't want to hear that. That means nothing to me.
Because
you're going to lose and you lost and you look stupid doing it.
But the argument would be they made it. They made to a playoff.
They didn't make it. They didn't make it. They were allowed in.
They were carried in
on a stretcher.
But the baseball team couldn't make it.
They backed in.
They did, yeah, but you know, what the history books are going to say is Detroit Lions playoff lost. Detroit didn't qualify. So the people who are actually closer to a championship, no matter how shitty they are, and trust me, I believe, because really we had to go round and round on this one.
How can you say they're closer to a championship? How can you say that?
Because
where did the Tigers finish? In second place in their division.
Okay, where did the Lions finish?
In second place in their division.
There you go, so there you are. Next.
You know what second place is, don't you?
Might as well have been last.
The place for losers.
Well, not unless you're in hockey. Because, man, that gives you almost a first round bye.
Yeah.
It does give... No, don't. No, it doesn't give you first round bye. It gives you home ice advantage.
For how long?
First round.
Until you
at least
lose.
The first round.
Yeah. Did they reshuffle the NHL All-Star game? Is it a new format this year?
No, it's the same 3-on-3
thing. I've never seen somebody take...
Minus John Scott.
Yeah, wherever he may be, bless your heart.
He retired.
I've never seen a major sport that screwed up their All-Star game so badly as under Bettman. How many different format kind of back and forth? I mean, this 3-on-3 thing's a joke. It's an All-Star team. Your All-Star versus our All-Star. And I think it's been from East-West, Americans versus Europeans. I'm trying to think of all the stupid ways that the NHL has done their All-Star
games. Yeah, but to go to 3-on-3, it's almost like baseball saying, well, we're just going to do the home run derby and forget about the game.
Agreed.
Well, yeah. See the way the NHL
does... It's like pickup.
Well,
yeah.
The NHL does it to where each division plays, you know, one division against another division, plays the first period, then another division plays another division the second period, and then the winners play the third period.
Yeah, it's really relevant but to how the average fan, isn't it? The average then, fan sitting there going, and gee, then, who are these guys?
And then the winner gets the money prize at the end of the game.
But think of the format. How many different formats have they done?
Oh, way too many.
I mean, in the last, say, 15 years.
A lot. Yeah.
So name them.
They played...
East-West.
East-West. They played
the Americans versus Europeans.
Right. Now the 3-on-3, they played, they picked the teams.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Each picked the captain and they picked the teams. That's four of there that I know of, and there's probably a couple more in there somewhere.
So that means every third year, on average, the NHL is changing this.
And no matter which way they change it, it doesn't make any difference.
Nobody gives a damn.
It makes absolutely no difference.
But you know what does make a difference? Ken Pocket, CPA of the Superness, what haven't we finished in 1 month? In 1 minute?
What we didn't finish is my rant about the Lions, because I'm still so pissed off watching that game on Saturday. I'm telling you, I was so upset after I watched that game. And you know what? I wasn't really that upset because I expected them to lose, but I was embarrassed. That's the word I want to use. I was embarrassed for watching that team. I was embarrassed for the coaches. I was embarrassed for the players. I was embarrassed for the entire organization. The fact that they'll accept that kind of crap, they came out and said last week that Caldwell's going to be the coach next year. And then they didn't change it after they saw what happened on Saturday. It's like, okay, you guys deserve whatever you get. I'm done.
Agreed. I'm not even that emotional about it anymore. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, after 60 years, if you still go there, the people that I'd be most mad at is the quote-unquote fan, because you're an asshole. You've got to be a dumbass. Mark Milicek, sports director of the new CKIWI Radio 76. What did we finish in 1 minute?
Ah, well, there was a...
Maple Leaf story here?
No.
Boo!
Went to the wrong button.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It was the Lions button.
No, there was an unusual joke played on one of the University of Michigan basketball players. Mr. Bayline had two police officers come and get Mr. Dockage out of the team meeting and told him that there was a problem with the way he's been acting in school, and took him into a private room and told him that he had a year scholarship, a year paid basketball scholarship for the whole year, and he thought he was getting himself in trouble. So that was just a little joke that Coach Bayline decided to do for one of his players.
Do you have a laugh button there?
I do, but it wasn't even funny. It was stupid.
Well,
I'll give you a trumpet.
It was a joke. Somebody has to laugh.
Somebody has to laugh.
I don't even got one, I don't think.
It was just something.
Darky, total U of M. Anyways, well, what isn't Total U of M is us. So we will be here again next Tuesday. And if you don't see us right here, going down to Podbean, B-E-A-N, P-O-D-B-O-B-E-A-N, and type in CKIW right there in the little white box, and you'll scoot over to the sports authorities, and you can hear us take us with you on your trips to North Carolina, anywhere you want to go. Take your dog with you. Listen to us whenever. Maybe you're in the bathtub. Just, ooh, yeah.
Take your trip to Lion's Land.
God, and it looks
and
like
take a, your radio into the shower with you.
Yeah, really.
The toaster.
And drop it in. Yeah.
Free tours of Ford Field.
For
the
what?
Cesspool.
Yeah. So for
watch where you step.
For the Super CPA, Ken Pocket, and for the sport director here, Mark Milicek, myself, John Server, we will see you again next Tuesday. Thanks for being with us. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.